This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. Today we have Chris and Shakoya Graham on the line, who Chris is a coach and Shakoya is a marriage and family therapist, also known as MFT. And I am so thrilled and proud and happy to announce that they will both be authors in our upcoming Business Leaders Mission Matters book best-selling series. Chris, Shakoya, first I just want to say, hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us, Adam.
All right. So we got a big topic today. So creating healthy families and communities, big topic, big deal. And we're going to dive right into that. But first, we'll start off with our way that we start all these shows, which is with our Mission Matters Minute. So Chris, Shakoya, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Chris, Shakoya, what mission matters to you?
I guess it is what is in our title. You know, it's creating healthy families one step at a time so that we can create healthy communities.
Yeah.
And she's right, Adam. Our number one goal, man, is not just to work on our own personal family, but also improve and educate and empower other families in our communities and possibly across the country.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And it's one of the reasons why I was really excited to have you join the book and to create content like this. And of course, for this interview today, because I think it's something that, in my opinion, just we don't talk about it like enough in the media. I feel like there's a lot of other things, things that pull us a lot of different ways. But talking about the core, the families, the households, and keeping it not just and keeping us all moving forward, I think, as a society. So I'm curious for both of you. Like, as you mentioned, okay, obviously most people hopefully want to do this within their homes, and you were already kind of focused on that. But what kind of gave you this thought of, you know, we want to help more people with this? Like, where did that begin?
I'll let you answer that.
Well, Adam, pretty much for me, I mean, I come from a very big family, and we actually have a very wonderful blended family, father of seven. So the mindset of, you know, it started with our own grassroots of building that improvement and educating our understanding. We started out as kids having kids, and now we are adult families and parents. So pretty much want to increase our personal well-being as parents and families. But now, you know, becoming a subject matter expert and being a parent for the last going on 30 years now, I pretty much, you know, want to partner with my best friend, my partner in life to actually, you know, uplift, empower, you know, the families around us in our community and possibly across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And the way I see you too, is I said, it's like the duo there. I see that. And Chris, I know you're more on the coaching side of things. And I think many people have maybe heard of, you know, coaching, but I don't want to assume that everybody knows what an MFT is or what an MFT does. So maybe Shakoya, like give us a little bit of background on that and the role.
Yes, I love to. It's one of my favorite subjects. So marriage and family therapists, a lot of times people just think that we're just see couples and families, but we see everybody. It doesn't matter. We see whoever comes in the room. The more people that come in the room, the better. Yeah. What makes us different from other therapists, I think, is that we have a systemic view. we don't just look at one person in the system. We look at the whole system and how we relate to each other. Mm-hmm. We believe that our relationships are what keeps us healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what like our mission is, recognizing when we have healthier relationships, mm-hmm. starting within our families, we can bring that out into the community and have healthier communities for everyone. It's just, I don't want to say it's that simple, but it kind of is. It can be.
When you say the whole system, like, let's unpack that just a little bit more. Like, what do you mean?
So I always look at where people come from, like, where were they born? Mm-hmm. So their social location system, their family of origin, how they grew up, where they grew up, who they grew up, who was in their home, where they work is a system. Our society is a system. Mm-hmm. Our families, our community, like all these things are little systems that work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I see, as you and as yourself and Chris, as you develop your methodologies and your platform to be able to tackle this from two different sides, if you will, like, tell me a little bit more about your vision as you kind of build out your platform and you build out this idea. Cause I love, one of my favorite things is, in our I mean, you know this, but I'm saying for the audience as well, is that I love when, where Mission Matters is helping to get the message out about a platform, about a business, about something as it's being formed and as it's growing. So I want to hear it, because then we can look back at this. We'll look back in a couple years and we'll be like, I remember I was on that. Hold on, you were on my show. Don't you owe me a check? But tell me a little bit more about the vision for the platform overall and what you hope to build.
Sure, Adam. So from my standpoint in life, you know, a typical mindset of you here in the world today, you have a street smart system and you have a book smart system. Yeah. So with my mindset of being a coach, I want to build those two avenues, increase the opportunities, but also put a holistic aspect on everything. So the concept of coaching, you want to be able to touch and attract opportunities around an individual's mindset on a 360 degree level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you creating that subject matter expert, you know, from me being a father at the age of 16 to, you know, coming from a broken family as a kid to growing as a parent to an adult man at the age of 45, that's history. That's a journey. That's opportunity, that taking all that stuff and becoming a subject matter expert in those areas is pretty much ideal to pass along to a young man between the ages of 15 to 25 or even 25 to 55, because, you know, they got their own individual mindset. They want to have that confident mindset from a subject matter expert to enhance them, empower them, and uplift them.
And so one of the things that I like to preach at Mission Matters, and I'll do it so I'm blue in the face, is I think that everybody should be sharing their story, because like what you just shared just now about being a father at a young age, about raising a large family, about all these different things. Your voice is going to resonate differently to somebody else than my voice, and vice versa, right? But the idea is, the more of us that share our stories or even just share the human experience, the more of us have the ability to connect and to feel like, you know, hey, we're either not the only one going through this, whether it's by the way, a good or a bad time, right? A lot of different ups and downs, but just period, like the human experience. Can you maybe, whoever like to chime in on this one, comment a little about like the importance of sharing your story and why people should do it? Cause I want more voices out there saying that, like, your story matters. That might be the next tagline.
Yeah. Because I think, I like that too. Just by the way, your story matters. As a therapist, one of the theories that I use is narrative therapy. And what that is literally learning how to tell your story and how our story changes. And I really believe in people can heal together when there is connection. And stories connect us. Like people can resonate with stories. We can feel stories. We can connect on stories. And when we are able to do that, there is so much healing. I see it in the therapy room. I see that there, like, that's where the healing just begins. It's a beautiful thing. And it's just in sharing a story. I don't do much in the room except for listen and hear someone else's story. So I think Chris is, I love his mission of being honest, how he is honest. Like, we both were teen parents and I was a little nervous about that in the beginning. And he's always like, no, it's what made us better. And I believe it has made us better. It made us stronger as a couple. It made us stronger as individuals. And it just helps us. And when other people can hear that, like, that they can do this too. Like, I'm sure there's other teen parents out there right now. You can do it. Amazing.
What about you, Chris? I want your input on that one too.
Well, to piggyback off what my wife is saying, you know, it's even a generational mindset. You know, my first book that we wrote, that my first chapter was on understanding what a generational man is. And so not just from a generational man's perspective, but also a generational woman. So the mindset of the generation before me, you know, coming with my parents or their parents and being able to bring that lineage together to understand how they were, you know, my mother was a teenage mother at 13, you know, my father became a father at 21. So the concept of understanding their reasoning of understanding, you know, family and how, you know, my father is well known in the community where he lives now, you know, and the mindset of, you know, I walk in the store with my father at this age of 45 and a individual from another race be like praising him, like, oh man, you need to be just like your father. He's wow. Like, oh man. So being able to take that generation and catapult it to my children or to other individuals' children to understand that every individual in this world needs to understand the value of their character and integrity. And that needs to be taught. You know, we're looking in the media today with, you know, celebrities and superstars are getting in trouble on the content of their character. But it didn't start with them. It had to start with the generation before them. So we want to enhance that, you know, catapult and engage. You know, it's all about a physical attribute as well, too. You know, see, she has to go by a theoretical line and guidelines, but I'm taking it to the streets. It's all gloves off, you know, really getting raw with it of understanding where to go, what to do, how you get this done.
And I feel like the good part of that is the balance side of it, right? So I think it just with your platform, just overall, you can help more people, right? Because some resonates, just like different voices resonate to one thing versus the other. And somebody may be like, narrative therapy, what are you talking about? And then somebody on the other side might be like, Chris, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I'm not looking for street smarts. I need narrative therapy. I heard your interview.
Exactly.
And mind blown, by the way, I didn't even know narrative therapy was a thing, showing my ignorance here. So that's where I like this. This is my free consulting. I like to say that, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, you know, there'll be some people that watch this show and they're looking for tools. They're looking for things. And they're also looking for, you know, like, where do I start? Like, obviously. And of course, we're going to generalize a little bit because everybody's going to be different, everybody's situation. But like, if somebody's looking at this and they're thinking about, you know, what it looks like if they want to improve the relationships in their family, like, what are some ideas or some things they can do to maybe start going down that path?
I think the first thing is just recognizing that you want to do that. That's the first step.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's the first step to everything. Also, like, I think around, especially people of color, we have this stigma against going to therapy. We think something that means something has to be wrong with us, but it's not, you know, it's just more of understanding ourselves and learning about ourselves. And especially during family therapy, people learn so much about their family that they didn't even know. And so just that, the sharing of the stories within the family in a different way, is so healing. And I am a big proponent of therapy. It changed our lives. So I am a big proponent of go find somebody and get some help.
Yeah.
You bring your family together if that's your goal, or even teach you how to find new families, because sometimes that's okay too.
What about you, Chris? What do you think? Like, if somebody, give me the street smart side of things.
Well, starting from the street side of it, what my wife is saying exactly right. However, you know, on the mindset of it, realistically, it also has to start from the generation previously. Mm-hmm. So you want to go back, because that's one thing. When I first went to therapy, my therapist mm-hmm. said, listen, I need you to write on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. tell me from the day you was born till you turned 44 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, that's going to take a whole book month itself. I mean, I got a lot of story. I got a lot of stuff going on. But it pretty much it made me get engaged to go back where, you know, I used to be upset with my mom at shooting at me at the age of 12 years old or leaving mm-hmm. our family when we was teenagers, trying to burn us up in the house. I held all that inside for years. Mm-hmm. However, it made me realize that it took me to actually go back and think about it, to forgive mm-hmm. my mom finally. You know, to forgive the concepts of around, you know, yeah, my dad was a wonderful provider. However, he didn't come to my sports or activities or be at school for me. You know what I'm saying? However, he's a great man. You know what I'm saying? So be able to capture that stuff and engage it with another young man of color or even, you know, of all the races. The mindset of being able to be on their level, because everybody don't have hood smart and everybody don't have book smart. Some people yeah. have a little bit of both, but they're missing something. The reason why their families are not 100% great, or they're missing something because they having personal or family problems in their community.
Mm. And, you know, that's another thing Chris just made me think of, something that he's always created, like small men groups and been a part of men groups. And I think, especially for men, how like that is therapeutic in itself. Yeah. And I think those are always powerful, especially with men, but with all people. I think it's easier for women sometimes to have those small groups, but I like that he does that. And that's also how we build healthier communities.
I'm a big fan of that. And speaking of that, I mean, tell us about TEAM. So TEAM.
Well, that's a great acronym that I learned from another young man at one of our men's group. Used to be a part of a nonprofit called Men Who Care Global. And a young man there, he wrote a book and he made that acronym. And I changed it up. I just, to me, TEAM stands for Together Everyone Achieves More. Now, sometimes I'll say it in a way to my wife. She'd get all clingy and stuff like that. But it's powerful, man. It's really powerful. If someone can understand those simple letters and the evaluation of what you're truly saying to them, that, man, it can catapult them to understand on getting their true trajectory in life, you know, because that and pretty much helps them to understand into those next two powerful words of understanding what your character is and understand how valuable your integrity is. You know, my dad always told me, you know, your word is your bond and you have to live by it and you have to die by it. So, you know, if you're not willing to understand, yeah, we've all had flaws. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a perfect person. Yeah. However, I understand forgiveness and I understand that, you know, once you get off track, you got to get back on. Jesus died and gave all his blood for us to and forgive us for our sins. Why are we going to sit here and be judgmental and hold grudges against people? You know what I'm saying? Because if he can do it, we can do it.
Yeah. Amen. Amazing. So I want to switch it up a little bit here. I know we have a book coming out together. We're not going to go too far into it today. For everybody watching this, don't worry. We'll be bringing Chris and Shakoya back onto the show for part two of this interview series on them. But keeping it high level today, tell us a little teaser. What do you plan to present?
You go first. A little teaser.
Well, you know, we started off talking about how we met. And so it's a lot about it has a little bit of that and how our mission started, you know, which was very small means in the beginning. It was just like him every, I think our first date, I'll give you this midget. Our first date, it was like him put, didn't you give me a business proposition? We did. He had me working when I first met him. And he was like, we can make money. You do this. You do. That was like one of our first dates. And
that's the best.
He's been dragging me along ever since. And I'm always grateful for that. But that's in the book.
Hey, Adam, if you can't collaborate with your partner and your best friend, who you going to collaborate with?
No, that's the best. That's the best ever. The first date was a business proposition. Hey, let's go.
We can make money doing this. Are you ready? Do you want to go right now? I was like, Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right. Well, we're gonna, do you want to add any bit to that, Chris, on what's
going
on?
Well, not only from that very first day of going out on a date and meeting her, you know, going over, you know, we've known each other going on almost 20 years. So wow. 20 years of growing, we were both, you know, early 20s, you know, we both come from, you know, broken situations, broken families, our own personal individual broken families. You know, she had two wonderful kids when I met her. I had four wonderful kids when I met her. So the mindset of it is we both brought baggage in. Like I laugh with people. They're like, yeah, okay. You know, at church on Sunday, our church on Father's Day, they say, all right, every dad, they start counting on the dad that got one kid, one got two kids. And when they get
to seven, like, Chris, sit down, wait.
So when they get to seven, it's only about five of us. And then there's a couple guys that got 10 plus. However, we brought that Brady Bunch family together and that nucleus came together and we started, you know, our older kids right now, they like, dad, well, you know, are they asking her like, how did y'all do it? Or, you know, y'all treat our young brother better than us. I'm like, well, we were kids when we had y'all. So we had to learn, you know what I'm saying, with y'all. Yeah. So, you know, but bringing all that together in that, you know, in our chapter, but not only that, understanding what our true mission, because one number one thing is most valuable in anything in our relationship is God. And if you don't have a spiritual being that's going to motivate you and empower you, it's never going to work. A family's not going to work. A community is not going to work. So, you know, we took that. Well, I mean, I was, you know, in church heavy. You know, praying to my God, praying to my dad, praying to her family, you know what I'm saying? So we made it, you know, and that snippet of the story of our personal life, we also transcend that to understanding what business was, you know, I mean, coming from, you know, having, you know, some personal background problems in my life. I had to fight that situation of getting a job. You know, I couldn't work at certain places. I couldn't do certain things. So I had to, that pushed me into entrepreneurship. And when I figured out that, man, I don't need to work for anybody. I can make more money working for myself. What God blessed me with was my mind and soul to create it. I showed people I can wash vehicles with 20 ounces of water. And I can, you know, and they, when I went to and did a pretty much like this, we did an interview and had to do one of those like TED Talks or, you know, incubators where they get you on there. I mean, a lot of people came and wanted to invest to take it to another level. However, I wasn't ready. I said, God, you know, keep doing what you're doing. So I stayed focused on this. And this is the number one brand that I'm focusing on. Families. Yeah. And communities. I got plenty of partnerships and business opportunities with other people, but this is the number one for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. It's a great story. And I'm thinking to myself as you're telling the story about, you know, all the men standing up in church at the number count. And I'm like, I bet you when you got to that seven or that 10, you were looking around like, there goes our next men's group.
Yep, that's it. That's it right there.
they're the only ones that know what I know.
Hey, Adam, I be having people to this day. When they see me at church, you going to be there for Father's Day? You know, we know you're going to be standing up there. I was like, yeah, I will be there for Father's Day.
Oh, man, that's too funny. Yeah. Well, Chris Sequoia, really, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. We're going to do this again once the book's out, of course. But for today, I mean, if somebody is, you know, watching this or listening to this, and if they want to, you know, follow your journey, like where can they find you on social media or otherwise?
Yes, I'm on all social. Well, I don't have a Twitter. I do have it, but I don't have it active. But yeah. I'm pretty much on all social media platforms. It's Chris Graham on Facebook, LinkedIn, it's under Chris Graham. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm on Instagram. It's, you know, all of them are under Chris Graham, and it's spelled G-R-A-H-A-M. I mean, you'll see this wonder, handsome, light-skinned, bald head right there. So I'm there.
Awesome. And Sequoia, if anybody wants to follow you, are you?
Yeah, a little bit. You can find
LinkedIn.
I'm on LinkedIn. And
we're gonna work on that. I think you're on LinkedIn. Yeah, we'll put your LinkedIn there.
All you gotta do is Google Sequoia Graham and Google, and she's in the top five therapists in Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go. So humble. I already know. That's why I had to pull it out. I don't normally pull it out like that, but I had to because I know you do great work, and I want people to see that and to know that, and to also follow up and connect with you on LinkedIn as well. So we'll put the links to your LinkedIn in and some of the other stuff in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over and connect and to follow your journey. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, like what gets them fired up to go out there into the marketplace and into our communities and to make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Chris, Shakoya, really, again, it has been a pleasure. Can't wait till we get to do this the next time.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome, man. Great talking to you, Adam. Yes.